Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear music from groups taking part in concerts called Big Noise from Springfield, Missouri. Answer a question from a listener about the Voice of America broadcasts, and report about the upcoming Labor Day holiday. Monday, September 5th, is Labor Day in the United States. In most nations, Labor Day is celebrated in May. Faith Lapidus explains.
The first day in May has been the traditional day to celebrate spring since ancient times. It also is the day to honor workers in almost every industrial country in the world, except the United States and Canada. The first link between honoring workers and the ancient May Day celebration was made in 1833. The British social reformer Robert Owen chose that day as the date for the beginning of a period of joy and hope for the world. In 1889, the first Paris Workers' Convention declared a great international workers' demonstration on May 1st. Since then, the International Labor Day has been celebrated on the 1st of May. The United States chose another day for its labor celebration. New York labor leader Peter McGuire is said to have suggested that the first Monday in September be a holiday to honor labor. He said it was a nice time of the year for a celebration. He proposed public parades to show the strength of labor organizations, and he urged that people end the day with outdoor parties. The first American Labor Day celebration was held in New York City on September 5th, 1882. About 10,000 workers marched through the streets. Then everybody went to a nearby park to eat a meal and hear speeches and a concert. The idea quickly spread throughout the country. In 1894, Congress approved a bill declaring Labor Day a national holiday. For many years, the first Monday in September was a day when American workers demonstrated for better working conditions and pay. Over the years, however, the condition of American workers improved. Such demonstrations are no longer common. Now, Labor Day weekend for Americans is a time to celebrate the last days of summer. Many towns still hold special events. People throughout the country enjoy outdoor activities. And for many American students, Labor Day means it is time for school to begin again. You can learn more about the history of the labor movement in the United States Monday on the special English program, This is America.
We have two listener questions this week about the same subject. Nguyen Ngoc Lan of Vietnam wants to know if special English programs can be heard in the United States. Frank Liu, who is studying in Portugal, wants to know about an American law called the Smith-Mundt Act and how it affects VOA. The Voice of America broadcasts more than 1,000 hours of news, information, educational, and cultural programs every week. Programs are sent by shortwave, AM and FM radio, satellite radio and television, and the Internet. VOA broadcasts to more than 100 million people around the world. Voice of America programs are meant for listeners outside the United States. In 1948, the United States Congress passed the Smith-Mundt Act. The main purpose of the law was to create a permanent overseas cultural and information program of the United States government. It was meant to provide information about the United States to people in other countries. The Smith-Mundt Act bars information produced by VOA from being broadcast or given out in the United States. At that time, American news media expressed concern to Congress about having to compete with government news agencies, including the Voice of America. By the time the Smith-Mundt Act was passed, VOA had been broadcasting for 6 years. People in the United States with shortwave radios could listen to the programs. They still can. The Smith-Mundt Act is still in effect. So, VOA and Special English do not broadcast their radio or television programs in the United States. But what about our programs on the Internet? The law bans VOA and Special English from sharing information with listeners inside the United States. But it does not tell listeners what they may or may not do to receive our programs. After the Internet was created, VOA began using it to reach more listeners around the world. That technology made it possible for almost anyone with a computer to log on, listen, read, or watch Special English programs, even people in the United States.
All right.
Four groups of musicians from the state of Missouri are performing around the United States. This traveling show is called Big Noise from Springfield, Mo. These four music groups perform the rock, country, and blues sounds that are deeply rooted in their area of Missouri. Barbara Klein has more.
The area around Springfield, Missouri is rich in musical traditions. In the 1950s, it was an important city for country music. Today, many musicians from all traditions play in the area. Four of these musical groups, or bands, are performing in cities across America until the beginning of October. They are the Morels, the Belairs, the Domino Kings, and a musician named Brian Capps. The Morels are well known in the music life of Springfield. They have been recording music and playing there since 1982. Here is a song from their latest rock album called Think About It. It is called Nadine.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking down the street. I hollered to the driver, hey! Conductor, you must slow down, I think I see her. It's
The Domino Kings have a more country sound. Here is the song Pain in My Past from their album called Some Kind of Sign.
She's a pain in my past, just a sore memory, a constant reminder.
The Belairs have been playing together for more than 20 years. They mix country sounds with those of the blues. We leave you with a song from their last album, Got Love. It is called The Blues Is Walkin'.
Well, the blues is walkin' all over town. The people are talking about what's going down. The sinking sun, a burning moon, the smoking gun, and who is who? I said the blues is walking all over town.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program. This show was written by LaJuan Davis, Dana Demange, and Nancy Steinbach. Mario Ritter was the producer. Our audio engineer was Bob O'Brien. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Yeah, walk it. Chicago bound.
crazy sound. The blues is walking all over this town. Yeah.